Micheál Martin has done this deal with Michael Lowry has endangered the ability of government and opposition to do their jobs effectively, held back the formation of Oireachtas committees, which are central to the work in a democracy, done all of that in order to have this arrangement with Michael Lowry, and still he refuses to meet with the leaders of the opposition. They've requested this now for over a week, that they sit down and meet and work out a solution that's fair and reasonable to everybody. So this is where we find ourselves, and we're obviously going to challenge this again this week across the opposition with the government and try to reach a sensible solution that allows all of us to do our job. Government has to do their job, opposition has to hold government to account.
And do you feel that you have the backing of the public as it relates to this, Deputy McLaughlin?
Yeah, I think the public are very clear. Michael Lowry, you know, is clearly a government TD. You know, he boasted how he had secured ministers, the Cairn Corridor, how he'd support the government in the good days and the bad, with all his independent TDs alongside him. And, you know, to try and tear up what has always been the norm, that the opposition holds the government to account. You don't have a government TD standing, asking soft questions of the Taoiseach, making a mockery of everything. So, you know, this has been going on now. This stroke has been going on. The Cairn Corridor made a ruling. Cairn Corridor got advice and said, these are government TDs. You can't be in opposition groups asking leaders questions. And the government still plough on. So I think people are asking the question, what hold does Michael Lowry have? Why would you stop the formation of Oireachtas committees? Why would you prevent the proper working of the Dáil to make some sort of a deal with a TD? Let's remember that you said should resign from public office. Micheál Martin put a motion through the Dáil that was passed unanimously a number of years ago that Michael Lowry should resign from public life. Never mind, you know, be here now and be holding the government together. So this is the situation we find ourselves in. It's madness. Micheál Martin needs to step up.
And as you say, the work of the Dáil is being severely impacted all the while. The Easter break is looming in a few weeks' time, and it's leaving little to no time for committees to get any work done.
Absolutely. I mean, like, we're going to have a situation now where we mightn't have a Oireachtas committee set up by Easter. It might even go into May. That's because the government refused to allow the committees to be formed because they want Michael Lowry and his group to have this ability to be in opposition and government at the same time. You know, like, you just pull your hair out, and because we have work to do here. There's a housing crisis ongoing. There's serious problems in our health service, the cost of living. These are the issues that people want us to bring through the committees, to bring through legislation, bring through proposals and solutions. That's what people are expecting of all of us. And the government are preventing that happening just to make sure Michael Lowry's looked after. And I think the public are on our side on this one.